Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. Did you ever think a startup would turn down $800 million? Well, that's exactly what happened with Furiosa AI and Meta. Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Monday, March 24th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about the bold decision by Furiosa AI to remain independent in the face of a hefty acquisition offer. Let's dive in. Furiosa AI, a South Korean startup known for crafting chips tailored for artificial intelligence applications, recently turned down an $800 million acquisition offer from Meta. That's right, they walked away from a deal that could have made headlines around the world. But why? Well, it wasn't about the money. Instead, it was disagreements over the business strategy and organizational structure that led to the breakdown of negotiations, according to a local media report. This move comes as Meta, along with other tech giants, is striving to reduce its dependence on NVIDIA for specialized chips. These chips are crucial for training and developing large language models, which are at the heart of many AI applications today. Meta even unveiled its custom AI chips last year and committed to investing up to $65 billion this year to bolster its AI efforts. Despite the tempting offer, Furiosa AI is sticking to its guns and focusing on its core mission: developing and producing its own AI chips. The startup, founded in 2017 by Jun Paik, who has a history with Samsung Electronics and AMD, has already made significant strides with its Warboy and Renegade chips. These chips are not just concepts. They've been tested in partnership with LG AI Research and Aramco, and the Renegade chip is set to be a game-changer for reasoning models. Furiosa AI is also in the midst of raising approximately $48 million, or 70 billion Korean won, and aims to wrap up this funding round by the end of the month. Their independence and innovation seem to be paying off, as LG AI Research plans to incorporate the Renegade chips into its AI infrastructure, with a launch expected later this year. Imagine being at the forefront of an industrial revolution, but this time it's not steam engines, it's artificial intelligence. That's the vibe at NVIDIA's GPU technology conference this week, where the buzz isn't just about the latest hardware, but about a software framework called Dynamo. As CEO Jensen Huang put it, Dynamo is the operating system of an AI factory, akin to the Dynamo that powered the first industrial revolution. So, what exactly is Dynamo? At its core, it's an open-source inference suite aimed at optimizing how artificial intelligence models run across multiple graphics processing units. Think of it like a conductor in an orchestra, ensuring every instrument plays in harmony. But here, it's about making sure inference engines like TensorRT, SGLang, and VLLM work seamlessly across a wide array of GPUs. The magic of Dynamo lies in its ability to boost performance. For Hopper-based systems running Llama models, it can potentially double inference performance. But the real showstopper is with the larger Blackwell NVL72 systems, where Dynamo claims to offer a whopping 30 times improvement in performance compared to previous setups. Now, if you're wondering why this matters, let's break it down. In the world of AI, inference performance is a big deal. It determines how quickly and efficiently a model can generate responses to user prompts. The faster and more efficient this process is, the better the user experience and the more cost-effective it becomes for companies to operate these services. Dynamo isn't just about speed, though. It also introduces a clever prompt routing function. This means it can direct overlapping requests to specific groups of GPUs, maximizing the chances of hitting a key-value cache. If you've ever worked with caching, you know this is like finding gold. It speeds things up significantly by avoiding repetitive calculations. What makes Dynamo even more impressive is its compatibility. While it's tailored for NVIDIA's hardware, it integrates smoothly with popular software libraries like PyTorch and VLLM. So, if you're working in a mixed computing environment with different accelerators, Dynamo fits right in without needing a complete overhaul of your existing setup. NVIDIA has even made getting started with Dynamo a breeze by providing instructions on GitHub and offering it as a container image, or as they call it, a NIM for easy deployment. It's like they're rolling out the red carpet for developers and researchers to jump on board and take advantage of this new AI operating system. Imagine your smartphone could not only hear you, but see what you see and respond in real time. That's exactly what Google's Gemini is now doing, thanks to its new real-time artificial intelligence video features. Picture this. You're in a store trying to choose the perfect paint color for your pottery project. You point your phone's camera at the options, and Gemini, Google's AI, helps you decide. This isn't a futuristic dream. It's happening now for some Google One AI Premium subscribers. Why does this matter? Well, it signals a significant leap in the capabilities of AI assistants. Google has managed to get a jump on the competition, rolling out these features just as Amazon's Alexa Plus and Apple's updated Siri are still in the wings, waiting to debut similar abilities. As Google's spokesperson Alex Joseph confirmed, these features are part of the Project Astra initiative that the company has been developing for over a year. Now, Gemini can see through your screen or camera and answer questions about what it detects in real time. It's like having an extra set of eyes and a personal assistant rolled into one. The rollout of these features is a testament to Google's commitment to staying ahead in the AI race. While Samsung's Bixby remains the default assistant on its devices, Gemini is quickly becoming a favorite due to its advanced capabilities. And with Google making these features available to its premium subscribers, it's clear they're setting the pace for what an AI assistant can do. Imagine a world where artificial intelligence is not just a tool, but a partner in creativity and innovation. That's what Zoho founder Sridhar Vembu and OpenAI CEO Sam Altman are predicting as they foresee AI taking over the majority of coding jobs. Welcome back to the AI News Daily Brief, your trusted source for the latest news in AI. Let's explore this intriguing topic. Sridhar Vembu, who recently stepped down from his role as CEO of Zoho to focus on research and development, is sounding the alarm about AI's potential to transform the software engineering landscape. He believes that AI will handle up to 90% of programming tasks, particularly the repetitive boilerplate code that makes up a significant portion of software development today. Vembu points out that while AI can streamline these repetitive tasks, the essential complexity in programming still requires human insight. This means that although AI can efficiently manage existing patterns, discovering new ones will remain a uniquely human endeavor. It's a fascinating blend of automation and human creativity. Joining the conversation, Sam Altman of OpenAI agrees with Vembu's assessment. He notes that many companies are already seeing over half of their code generated by AI. This shift doesn't just mean less work for software engineers. It means those engineers will be doing more complex creative work, pushing the boundaries of what AI can achieve. Altman envisions a future where AI models continue to evolve, potentially reducing the overall need for software engineers. But he sees this as an opportunity for engineers to amplify their impact, allowing them to accomplish much more than ever before. It's an exciting time for the tech industry, filled with both challenges and opportunities. As we look ahead, the implications of AI in software development are profound. It's not just about the potential reduction in coding jobs. It's about rethinking how we collaborate with technology to innovate. This dialogue between AI and humans could redefine the very nature of work, making it more dynamic and rewarding. That's it for today's AI News Daily Brief. As AI continues to reshape the coding landscape, it's a reminder of the powerful synergy between technology and human ingenuity. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle, signing off. Until next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.